MetaMask card ads, 13 Latin American countries, MetaMask said, on June 11, 2026, that its card is now available in 13 additional Latin American countries, opening wallet-funded spending to users across more of the region. The announcement came from the official Our MetaMask account, which framed the move as letting people spend crypto directly from their wallet anywhere MasterCard is accepted. The post did not name the individual countries or give a user count. What it confirms is the direction, a non-custodial card that pulls funds from a user's own MetaMask wallet, is now live in more of Latin America than it was a day earlier, a self-custody card reaching a remittance-heavy region. The MetaMask card matters here because of how it is funded. Spending draws from balances the cardholder controls in their own wallet, rather than a balance topped up to and held by the issuer. That structure removes the counterparty exposure that comes with custodial cards, where a provider's insolvency can freeze user funds. For a region where many users already lean on stablecoins for savings and cross-border transfers, a spend from your own wallet option lines up with existing behavior. Latin America has been one of the more active fronts for crypto card rollouts this year. Re.pay cleared Mexico's VASP registration the same day, and other issuers have leaned into the region's stablecoin demand. MetaMask widening availability adds a self-custody choice to a market where most competing cards route through an exchange or custodial balance. Access for cardholders in the new markets. For someone in one of the newly added countries, the practical change is access. A user with a funded MetaMask wallet can apply for the card and spend at any merchant on the MasterCard network, online or in person. There is no separate custodial account to fund and no need to preload a balance held by a third party. The card settles against the wallet at the point of spend. A few caveats carry over from how these cards work in practice. Spending from crypto means a conversion happens at the point of sale, and the disclosed fee is rarely the full cost. The network spread and the crypto to fiat conversion at settlement sit on top of any stated card fee. Anyone planning to use the card abroad should check the FX handling for their specific market before relying on it for travel. MetaMask offers both a physical metal card and a virtual card, so users in the new markets can start with instant virtual issuance and add the physical version if they want in-store and ATM use. Exact tier availability by country was not detailed in the announcement. The expansion in context, this is an availability change, not a product overhaul. The card mechanics, the MasterCard backing, and the self-custody funding model are unchanged. What is new is reach, 13 more national markets where the card can be issued and used. For users who have been waiting on a non-custodial card option in Latin America, the move is straightforward good news. For everyone else, it is one more data point in a steady year of crypto cards pushing into the region. MetaMask has not published the full country list or rollout timeline, so users in markets that border the named expansion should confirm availability directly in the app before assuming access.